The University of Illinois is in the process of releasing a new set of nitrogen recommendations for the state. Todd Gleason files this story on the updated nitrogen ranges and how it works into a broader set of recommendations for much of the Midwest.
The University of Illinois is in the process of updating the long-standing N formula farmers in the state use to calculate how many pounds of nitrogen to apply to a cornfield to maximize yield. Extension agronomist Emerson Nafziger says the new formula will work on a series of ranges based on the price of nitrogen and the cash price of corn.
The important thing, though, is that when nitrogen prices go up as rapidly as they're going up now, it's fairly important to reduce the amount of nitrogen if we want to keep the return to nitrogen at its highest possible point. And our data should give people some confidence in doing that. And on average, when we look at it, corn after corn, corn after soybean, a price increase of about $100 in a ton of ammonia should translate into a reduction in rate of about 10 pounds per acre.
Here's the short version of how that works for corn following soybeans. At $450 a ton and a $2 cash price for corn, the new Illinois recommendation says apply 147 pounds of N. We'll leave the cash price the same and start upping that nitrogen. At $550, 134 pounds. If nitrogen costs $650 a ton, 123 pounds. At $750 a ton, apply 114 and say the cost explodes to $850 a ton. Then at $2 corn, you'll apply 106 pounds of N. You won't remember all that, and Emerson Nafziger wrote a 4-page article explaining the ranges. It can be found on the University of Illinois Pest Management and Crop Development Bulletin website. That's at www.ipm.uiuc.edu/bulletin.
So we're finding, on average, that we, as nitrogen moves from, say, $450 to $850 a ton, that's a big jump, but we might well see jumps like that, that we ought to be backing the nitrogen rates down by about 40 pounds from around 150 if we have corn following soybean to about 110. Now, getting down towards 100 pounds is going to cause a lot of discomfort among a lot of people, and that's one reason we keep the range. But we also know that at very expensive nitrogen, it's really easy to lose money by putting on too much. And so I think the 200-pound rates probably need to back back almost no matter what, because our data simply say that it's very, very seldom that you need that much nitrogen to get the best return to nitrogen.
There is a separate recommendation for corn following corn. Generally speaking, it's between 20 and 40 pounds higher than the corn after soybean recommendation. By the way, that final pounds per acre you've been hearing from Nafziger is total supplied nitrogen. And while there is no longer a need to subtract the 40-pound soybean credit, that's built into the new ranges, the other nitrogen sources should still be taken off that total. One other note, at least three other states in the Midwest are working to update their recommendations, too. All should be following the price and range pattern Illinois will use. I'm Todd Gleason.